Hashem gave us another year, hopefully more. I like to say life, the circle of a year is like a spiral staircase. And the spiral staircase, whenever you make a full round, you're never on the same level where you started. Either one floor above, either one floor below. You never end up where you began. And this is what we have to make a cheshbon, an accounting. We went through a full cycle of year. We began a new year. Are we a floor higher or are we a floor lower? And even if you find ourselves being a floor lower, does not mean that I cannot capitalize and make a double elevation to make up what we lost in the past. Question is, how can we guarantee success, that we should succeed to accomplish what we're supposed to be? What we have to have? I like to give always in my introduction this idea. I like to speak usually on very, very basic things, very fundamental basic things. And the question always comes up after speaking about those fundamental basic things, is it in seminars, in lectures, or in forum, the books which we have printed in Hebrew and English, and people hearing and reading, they will say, the comment is usually so simple, it's so beautiful, it's so obvious. How come we never got it? How come it was never given to us, not in the schools and not in the yeshivas? It's not in the curriculum of a normal chinuch. Simple basic foundations of Amuno, Bitochen, Shloshe Sri Ikim, 30 principle of beliefs. And it's a question. The more beautiful it is, the more obvious it is, why shouldn't we those basics being given over to us? And I have to defend and repeat myself again and again. We have to know there's a certain individuality in every one of us, which only you could discover and you could give and nobody else could cultivate them in you. We have three patriarchs, three parents, Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why do we need three? Because every one of them have a certain specific characteristics which they inherited in us. They carry the genes of Avraham in us, the genes of Yitzchak and the genes of Yaakov. And therefore we have to know what those three patriarchs or voices are representing in order I should discover it in me. I should emulate Avraham, emulate Yitzchak, emulate Yaakov. And at best, being those beautifully verbalized, the three or voices, it's actually the concept is a miral. But Rav Hutner Zal put it down very beautiful words in original in Yiddish. And I will repeat it in his words, but actually the message is the Meral, and I will repeat them in English. Avraham Avinu is the Erster Geworener. Avraham is the first who became self-made man. He discovered himself. He was the first person who discovered himself. Yitzchak is the Erster Geborener, the first one who was born into the religion. He got it. All packaged. And Yaakov is the Esther Verfallener. Yaakov is the first one, too bad. You were born a Jew, you're going to die a Jew. If you like it or not, you're stuck. You're in it and you can't escape. Now, all of these three have a very special specialties to themselves, which one has, the other doesn't have. Let's start with Yaakov, with the lowest part. Avraham Yaakovini, once you were born a Jew, you're going to be dying as a Jew if you like it or not. Israel Afal Pishachot, Israel who, a Jew, even if sinned, even went away, a Jew can never give up his Jewishness. No matter what you do with yourself, you stay a Jew. And eventually, if you are an authentic Jew, that's because Hashem will never lose you. Hashem knows how to get you back. Of course, he waits until you get back to him on your own. Kodeshim heal to you, be holy, Kikodeshani, come back to me. But if you don't come back to me, I will bring you back. Hitler is going to come, he's going to bring back 6 million Jews. He took 6 million Jews, the most assimilated, alienated Jews, many of them, the most of them, and he brought them back, made them into 6 million Kadeshim. A Jew gets killed, the most innocent Jew, the most alienated Jew, if he gets killed just because he is Jewish, God forbid somebody got killed in a bus bombing, a suicide bombing, just because he is Jewish, became a Kodesh. And Hashem saw that many of the 6 million Jews never going to make it on their own, so Hashem made a shortcut and they all came back. If you're a Jew, you're a child of Hashem, you're Yaakov, you're Ben Yaakov, Ben Yisroel, Yisroel, Afal Tishuchoto Yisroel. If you're Yisroel, you have to come back. If you like it or not, you're going to come back. And unfortunately, those who do not come back, they marry out and they get totally, totally, totally lost. This is already a quote. I can't tell you percentage or numbers. Must be not an authentic Jew. He has a Nishma Seirev Rav, says the Zohar HaKodesh. There are many souls which is not authentic Israel souls. Erev Rav, and they have to disappear. And that's the reason we see today a phenomena which we never saw ever, ever in history. And we have to learn and study present events. We're living in a very historical times, like never before. That there was never a time that at the same time when you have an influx of Jews coming back to conversion, to Baal Tshuvas, without any logical, rational explanation. Young people, determined young people, that starting at the age of 12 and 13, 14, fighting themselves back 2 to 10 years to become religious, disowning their own parents, giving up everything which they have, original Avraham Avinu, which you see today in the tens of thousands of all the corners of the world. You wouldn't find a corner in the world you don't find original, fresh, like to call them, crispy Jews, who came back totally on their own, or converts, totally on their own, fighting themselves back. Does it have any logical, rational explanation? Absolutely not, except if we acknowledge the fact that we're living in the last generation before Mashiach is coming, and those lost neshamas have to come back, and they come back, well, who can cook? They come back. And at the same time, when this is happening, when we're getting in new Jews, which you never expected ever to find them, we find some of the best, beautiful homes, kids getting lost for no reason whatsoever, for nothing. Not like we got lost 100 years ago, 60 years ago to ideals, Zionism, socialism, communism, Yippieism. We had hopes this is going to salvage the world. Today, the same kid who's getting away, he knows he goes to nowhere. Has nobody's offering anything. There's no idealism. All of them are bankrupt. So what do we see? There's a certain crystallization of souls. Those authentic Jews have to come back. And those who not get lost. And therefore, I'm saying it in parentheses, that when parents do everything what they're supposed to do, the best they're supposed to do, and chinuch didn't work out, they shouldn't feel guilty at all. This is a process which belongs only to Hashem. It's called the Zman HaBirurim, the crystallization. And we're living in those painful, painful days when we see a part of us get lost, and we see a part which never belonged to us come back. And we have to be looking back, we have to do the best that we can. We're living, and this is Yaakov. That's the blessing of Yaakov, that we are Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. That we have a guarantee that we could never get lost. And that's what we experience in this generation. Then there is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is, he was born into, let's call it in our language, a typical FFB, from birth. He was born into, Avraham Avinu was 99 years old, 100 years old, sorry, Imenu, got the whole package, he was from beginning to the end, he was raised. He got the whole Torah, the whole Kedusha, the whole holiness in golden platters. He didn't have to work for anything. He was the Oyla Tamima, was the real, the cream of the crop. He got it all packaged. He didn't have to work on anything. And he was in isolation all these years, never went out to the world. He was meditating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the gift of Yitzchak. All of us have a certain point to ourselves that we get it about birthright. And we shouldn't take any credit for that. Every Jew could detect in himself, in herself, a certain need, a certain interest, a certain love to Kodesh Baruch Hu, a certain closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which comes by birth. Some people express it in chesed, some people express it in prayers, and caring for Jews, and doing for Jews. We all have to ourselves a certain beautiful midah, which we got it as a gift. and we have to know what to do with it. That's the Yitzchak. And that every one of us have a genes, in our genes, that you originate yourself, you create a new creation, that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is a total self-made person. Avraham Avinu was given absolutely nothing. He was born and he was raised in a society that everything went against him. Parents, Terach, who fabricated by Tzoris, a society of Nimrod, where the whole world went against Hashem, and even having a false Rebbe. Having a Rebbe, which is a great man, but didn't give him the right message, which is Noach. Noach and Hashem, great people, but they're still today, they're Bnei Noach. They're not the one giving back Hashem the world, taking responsibility. And the first Maimin, the first believer in history after 2,000 years of world's existence was Avraham Avinu. Vehemim Bashem, he believed in Hashem, Echshem Eloi Tzedokah, Kodesh Baruch Hu considered it as a virtuous act. He became our first Maimin. We're not going to go into the details. Why was not the real Maimin? He was a Maimin, but not the real Maimin. Avraham Avinu was the first Maimin. It means to say, we all have in ourselves the genes of Avraham Avinu. That no matter, don't use any excuse about your parents, about your society, about the world around you. You could begin your life by yourself. And Hashem wants from every individual that individuality should be self-discovered. And that is my introduction to the explanation which we're going to discuss. Basic Judaism, fundamental Judaism, a relationship, a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which expresses itself in the midst of Yichud Hashem, which expresses the midst of Yud Gimel Ikrim, Tzadik Bamanos Yichye. We had not been given regular education, how to accomplish it, and how to discover it. We have been given Yitzchak, an abundance, how to daven, how to have closeness with Hashem, that we gotten all the Musar, all the Chassidus, the Yitzchak. Then we're given Torah, the beauty of Torah, the emes of Torah, how to build the Jewish nation of Yaakov. Yitzchak and Yaakov, we got it as Yerusha, because they themselves also got it as Yerusha. Yitzchak was not a self-made man. He got it as a promise. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, I'll give you a Yitzchak. The only self-made person who started from scratch and originated himself was Avraham Avinu. And Hashem demands of every single of our individuals, have discovered that Avraham in you. And therefore, your personal connection, relationship to Kodesh Baruch has to be self-discovered. If everyone has his own challenges, his own tests, his own difficulties in life, and they're not, no two people alike. When you speak about Bitochen in Amuna, being close to Hashem, there's no formula that you could give over for a crowd. Every individual has to develop his own individuality with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in this generation where we are today, we have to just ask Hashem, what can I give you something which in the previous generation was not given to you? We have to believe that there is something that we could contribute to the whole system, which Avraham Avinu took on, the Sake in Oilam B'Malchu Shakai, to cure and to correct the world, to bring back Hashem as a king over the entire world, which is Mashiach. V'hoi Hashem l'melech al kol ha'orez b'reil mihiu Hashem echod v'shma echod. Hashem is going to be recognized as the king over the entire world. That every generation, every individual has a personal, individual contribution to that accomplishment. Who is a smart person who knows what I could contribute in this generation? And therefore, we have to study the generation, what generation we are living. I would like to throw out a few facts, and you will see how we are busy, we are sidetracked by the Baldover to think about many other things, even good things, but not to focus on the real thing. I will just throw out a certain facts about our generation. One thing already, I brought out already, that there was never a generation like our generation when you see people coming with no reason and you see people leaving with no reason. Obviously, it indicates something that we're living in the final generation, that crystallization is taking place. The other thing which I would like to bring to your attention, our generation, in particular the last 15, 20 years, we're making history like never, ever, ever before. History, world events stopped. Do we realize, for 2,500 years, we were in Golus, We were in exile, we were chased as a religion. Beginning, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. All it was out just to take away our Beis HaMikdash. Babel, and took us into the exile. All he wanted to ask to disconnect us, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have no Beis HaMikdash. He didn't kill us. He wasn't a Hitler. He didn't liquidate us physically. Just don't have a connection to, have no Beis HaMikdash. Thank him, Yovan, the Greek Empire, Shkichu Teirusech, Chanukah, they made us Timikol Hashmanim, they took away the Chokhmah Chitzainis, they brought in the false philosophies, and they made us forget the Torah, we should forget about Torah. That was Yovan. And then came Edom, who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, Titus, and the Zaydus came out against learning Torah. Rabbi Akiva was killed because he teached Torah. Chni ben Tradim was burned alive because he teached Torah. The Sorer Gemalchus. All the Golos which we had, Malchios, kingdoms, Bovel, Modai, Yovan, Edom, Achashverosh was the same thing. Not to allow us. The whole focus by them was not to liquidate us physically, just to disconnect us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole emphasis of them was Gzeiros against Gzeiros Hadas, against Judaism, against Torah, the burned out Shas and the sense of Achazal. Until very recently, which manifested himself very clearly, was the Russian Empire, the communism. If he can't make circumcision, he can't keep Shabbos, they send him off to Siberia. If he became a total communist, a socialist, an atheist, fine, you could stay. Just don't keep Torah mitzvahs. We have a history of prosecution against Torah mitzvahs for the last 2,500 years. Since Bovel, Alba Malchias. Do we realize? Did we ever stop a little bit thinking what's going on? They're all bankrupt. Is anyone today chasing Torah? Is anyone chasing mitzvahs? Today is a world of democracy. Anti-Semitism officially is outlawed. Yes, they hate us, but not because of Torah. They hate us because of politics, Palestinian. Just leave Israel, and you could walk around in Moscow with a spodik, with a shtreimel, with a frack, and no one will say a word. Just don't be in Israel. Give it back to the Palestinians. Torah mitzvahs is not being prosecuted. You could teach Torah on the internet. You can make fun of Yoshka as long as you want, and you get a Nobel Prize too. You could prove yourself. And it's true. I want you to know, in Russia, there's on the internet, there's a whole program of teaching Torah, which they have, exaggerated numbers, and you see many Gentiles are looking to Torah, the truth of the Torah, bring away the truth. And you see all the Malchus, all the false religions and philosophies are in total bankruptcy. They are in total bankruptcy by their own admission. They have nothing what to sell you. As I always say, 100 years ago, if you walk through in a Polish town, disrespectful in front of the statue of Yoshka, they burned you alive. You were disrespectful for Yoshka. How much the Christians killed and massacred them because not believing him. And today you could make fun of Yoshka as much as you want. So what happened? Something big happened. 2,500 years of prosecution against Torah mitzvahs came to an end, and we at the same time, we vibrant, and Torah comes back, and we publicize it, and we live it, and we see that's the only truth. We see the truth, the emes is coming out. Today we live in a dor deo, in a generation of knowledge. And let me explain myself. We all expect Mashiach. What do we expect of Mashiach? What is the real ultimate expectation that you look yearning and asking and begging for Mashiach to come? You expect that the knowledge, the true knowledge, should come out. Molo ho'oretz deyo es Hashem. And the whole world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Everyone will acknowledge Hashem. What does it mean acknowledging Hashem? Today there is nature. There is Koichi Voitzim Yodi, there's a clip of Mitzrayim. We do it, I'm doing it. May Hashem helps you. But to come to the acknowledgement, Ato Horeisu L'Das, Keshem Hu Elokim, Einoid Milvadoi. Just when we came out of Mitzrayim, we said, Ato Yu Hashem Horeisu, you showed us L'Das to know. Keshem Hu Elokim, Hashem is the only one who runs the world. And Einoid Milvadoi is nothing, we can't exist without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's called Yedias Hashem. As the Rambam puts it in the most simplest words, says in the first halacha in Yod HaChazaka, that what does it mean to know Hashem? What does it mean? Not there exists a God who created the world and his boss and he could do whatever he wants, that every Gentile has to believe. What is the difference between our knowledge of Hashem, that we had an experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yam Suf, Mamet Har Sinai, for 40 years being in a desert, in a midbar, and seeing miracles. 40 years to be locked up in clouds, having heavenly bread, man min hashamayim. That V'ato Reisu, you have been shown to know that you can't be deceived. There's no way somebody could tell you that you could be independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine if Hashem would take a group of people, 5 million people, and put us into a balloon and lift us up above ground, above the world, and live there for 40 years and take care of all the families and food and clothing and everything. Could anyone say we're independent? We take care of ourselves. That happened. Ato Reisu L'Das. Hashem showed himself. So what is the moon of a Jew? As the Rambam says, the mitzvah of Yudias Hashem, to know Hashem, is, and I will quote his words, the Rambam says, the foundation of all foundation, Lamuda Chochmah, is in the pillar of all wisdom, Leida, to know. It's not enough just to believe. You have to know, you have to be convinced. Sheyesh HaMotzei Rishon, there exists an existence which always existed. It's Hashem. But who, in that existence, Mamsi puts into existence, L'chol HaNimtzom, all existence. L'chol HaNimtzom, in everything which exists, B'Shamayim, in heaven, B'Oretz, in earth, in Mas Shebrem, which is in between, Enom Nimtzom, Eile Ma'amitas Nimtzom, don't exist because of the truthness of his existence. And this is what it says, Hashem Elokechem Emes. Hashem, your God, is the truth. What does it mean is the truth? Truth means that you know it's only Hashem. This is called Yedias Hashem, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we had an experience of this. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem proved himself. And what is Mashiach? We today know it. I today know it. An individual could penetrate in this self-conviction to such extent that Hashem does not have to prove himself to put you in this balloon. You could be in Auschwitz, you could be in Treblinka, you could have your personal problems, and you say, Hashem, well, okay, Hashem, you see it just as well. You saw Hashem in the Holocaust more than you see Hashem today. Of course, you don't understand him, but you see Hashem there. You see Hashem in the hospitals more than you see him in your homes. You see Hashem in your troubles more than you see him in adversities, whatever that is. But that we know, because we have a moon and faith. How about the rest of the world? The rest of the world is independent. What is Mashiach? The second Oilam. That Yikiru Veyedu Kol Yoshvei Sevel should be acknowledged and recognized by all the inhabitants of the world. Veyeda Kol Poil Ki Ato Pealto Veyovin Kol Yitzir Ki Ato Yitzarto. That every creature should know. The cannibals in the jungle should know there's Hashem and he owns the world and he runs everything. And you're not independent at all. And when this is going to happen, Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz, when Hashem will be acknowledged as a king, as a controller, he runs the whole world, Hashem will be one. Nobody's competing with him. There's no second power. There's no independence of Hashem. And this is Mashiach. Moloch ha'aretz, when the whole world will be filled, Deo es Hashem, knowing Hashem. Now, how will we zeicha? How are we going to bring this information into this world? So we have to go to our origins, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, why were we Zoicha? Why had we had the privilege that Hashem should show himself to us? Ato Reisu L'Das. Why were we Zoicha to Yetzias Mitzrayim, all these miracles? We all do, even the Mitzrayim will look at me, Hashem, I'm Hashem. Why have we Zoicha? What did we do about it that we should earn that? And we have to know a very big principle, an absolute principle which is very important to know. The beauty and the greatness of a human being is that you get what you deserve. What do you deserve? What you invested, what you choose and elected to have. Then it's yours. If you get something which you never wanted, well, there's many angels. They didn't elect it to become angels. They don't exist. They exist. The standard exists. They elected to be a standard. There's many animals. What is a human being? You choose to be who you are. A relationship with Hashem, to know Hashem, not to be deceived. And therefore we have to know there's no free gifts giving in this area. Hashem does not throw knowledge when you don't deserve it. You have to earn and to deserve that knowledge. That means to say, if we're looking forward for Mashiach to come, and Mashiach should advertise and show himself to me and to the whole world, you have to deserve it, you have to earn it. Because if you got it free, it's not you, you're an object. You have to earn it, you have to work for that, you have to pay a price for that. So when Hashem proved himself to us, had we properly earned that, whatever Hashem gave to us, what had we invested for Yetzias Mitzrayim? That Hashem should show himself, Kriyas Yamsuf, Ra'asa Shifcha L'Mashiach. What did we do so great that we should deserve that great manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We did a minimal investment. Okay, I'm willing to leave Mitzrayim. It wasn't something small, because the 80% were not really given to do this. 80% never left Mitzrayim to begin with. They never experienced it. They were not even willing to leave. Why? That's an issue for himself. And the other 20% you did came out. Hashem says, okay, you made the investment. You're willing to come after me. What's the big investment? Let me explain why I don't understand. So imagine I'm in the Holocaust. I was in the Holocaust. And you see what is happening daily. You have no control. They're killing your wife, your children. They do every day. 12,000 Jews are being put into crematoriums and killed and poisoned. And next, maybe tomorrow you're next in line. And nobody helps you. And you know, only Mashiach could help you. And imagine Mashiach arrived. Moshe Rabbeinu arrives to the Holocaust. And he plays a whole year, miracles and miracles, every year, every month, a Makkah. And he plagues the Mitzrim, the Nazis, and everything. As I always explain, he gave 10 Makkahs. Number 10 Makkahs were 10 seminars. Seminar Dam, Seminar Sefardea, Seminar Kinim. Every month a seminar, 1 week seminar, 3 weeks registration, 1 week seminar, 3 weeks registration. And by the third seminar, Kinim, or the Mitzvah said, Ezra, look, we see God here. And they start fighting power, let the people go, don't you see, we're getting destroyed. And when it comes to the ninth seminar, which was Choshech, the Mitzvah were paralyzed, they couldn't even move from the darkness, and the Jewish people have light, and they see everything, 80% refused to leave. Do you understand them? And the 20% who are willing to leave, Lech Techach Rabbi, Hashem says, right, you are so kind. Zechalte Lechesen Reich, Lech Techach Rabbi, you are willing to leave Mitzrayim coming after me. So, you could imagine what was the big investment that he invested with after that we should see Leil Pesach, Kriyas Yam Suf, in the Midbar, Mamat Har Sinai. What didn't we see? It's not Hashem, Atarei Seladas. It wasn't our investment. Did we deserve that? And it was the investment of Avraham Avinu. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first one who started searching for Hashem. He was the first one who paid the price to leave behind the sheker, the lies of the world. And Hashem tested him with 10 terrible tests. Every possible test which was capable to be tested, the person Avraham Avinu was tested. He withstood all the tests. And he proved himself that I believe in you unconditionally. And I do with you anything what you want. I'm willing to die for you. I'm willing to give my child and everything and everything. And then Hashem promised him, I'm choosing your children. How will I choose your children? That whatever you gave your life up to discover me, I will come forward and manifest myself to your children. First, he's going to go down to Mitzrayim. He will give us a minimal capital investment which we have to invest. Therefore, 80% were not willing even to invest that little bit. They lost it. And we got an additional deposit, which we're willing to leave, to blink and to go into the desert with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We got the whole dividends, which Hashem promised Avraham Avinu. So we all here because of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu made the first, he earned the promise. So what did you do? How do you discover the Kodesh Baruch Hu? How do you discover the Emes Hashem Elokechem? Emes Hashem is the truth. Malo or Zeis Hashem, the whole world will know the truth of Hashem. How do you earn that? How did Avraham Avinu earn that? And the answer is, the truth cannot be discovered. There's no way that a person could know Hashem and see Hashem and discover the truth. No person could figure out why you are here, what is Hashem getting out of you, what will be in the future, what is Olam Habo, what is Tchis HaMeisim, what is the purpose of us, the whole creation, what am I contributing? All of these things can never, never, ever be self-discovered. Therefore, all the information and theories and philosophies from all the religions, they evaporate, they come and go, they come and go. Because Emes cannot be discovered. Because Emes is Hashem, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Hashem is the absolute truth. And we have no idea what Hashem is. We have no idea the truth of Hashem. You could only get it if Hashem gives it to you. The no saloni utoiras emes. Hashem gave me the Torah too. When Hashem comes to you and proves himself and says, here I am and I'm talking to you and this is your purpose, now you got the emes. But what you have to do in order to discover the emes? You have to leave the sheker. You have to leave the lies. Midvar sheker tirchak. And that is a demand in every human being. Don't live lies. Live the truth. Leave the lies. Nafsheke tirchak. We all have a tzelem Elokim, an image of God. In what sense do we have an image of Hashem? In what sense are we duplicating Hashem? The only thing which we know for sure about Hashem, what Hashem says about himself, the posik, Hashem Elokim Emes. Hashem is the absolute truth. And we all have the image of truth in ourselves, that every person, no matter who he is, at birth, he was given an appreciation for the truth and a repulsiveness to lies. No person by nature will lie just for the sake of lying, unless it pays. Take the biggest mafianic, he's lying all day long, but he lies for a reason, lies for money. His own child comes home from school and will lie in his face something, say, now is day, it's not light, he will smack him in his face. You're insulting me. Don't lie in my face. Why? You're lying all day long. Well, I'm lying for money. But lying for no reason, there's no reason to lie. Because there's a tzelem Elokim. So what is Hashem expecting of us? Just don't be a liar. Don't tolerate lies. Wherever you see a lie, leave. And pay a price for leaving. And to the extent that you're going to pay a price to leave the lie behind, to that extent I come forward to you and I supplement them by the truth. I give you the truth. You have to live somehow. If I can't live by the lies of the world, so I've got to give you the Torah's emes. Avraham Avinu was the first one who paid the price to leave the lies. He had the lie of his parents, Terach. He saw the hypocrisy of his father. He saw the hypocrisy of Nimrod. And he also found the sheker of Noach. Noach is still not the Ish Emes. Because he's still not a Jew, he didn't have the Torah's emes. He didn't give his life up for that. And Avraham Avinu was the first one who went into the fire furnace without knowing what he's going to get in return. He ran away from the lies like any. Just, I don't want to be a liar. I'd rather die in order not to be in the lies. He didn't know that he's going to be saved. He didn't know God is going to save him. He paid the price. He showed to what extent he's willing, he's not tolerating the lies, that he's willing to give up his life. Matter of fact, the Chassam Sofer says that Avraham Avinu went against Halacha. Avraham Avinu was a Ben Noach. Why did Noach do that with Avraham? Because Noach was right. And Noach is not supposed to commit suicide. And he's not compelled to give up his life for Kiddush Hashem. And Noach didn't do what Avraham Avinu did. Noach locked himself up in a cooler, in a hiding place, and let the whole world go wild, crazy. And he learned Torah with his family, with his tummy. And that's all. He kept only for himself. And Avraham Avinu went, what are you doing here? Don't you see the whole world is going against God? The whole world is lying as today. See, the whole world is lying, going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you want me to do? Let's go out. Let's make a revolution. Let's advertise Hashem. Let's stick up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu. Noach says to Avraham Avinu, you're crazy, you're going to be killed. You're not supposed to be killed. And Noach is right. You're not supposed to commit that suicide. How come Avraham Avinu didn't listen? Says the Chassam Sofer, honest for you. He was forced. He just couldn't take it. He just couldn't take it. He knew that he's doing something wrong. Noach was right. But he couldn't live in this lie. He couldn't tolerate the lie. Says, I'd rather die, but I'm not going to stay in this lie. So says the Chassam Sofer, honest for you. Just to bring it down to our level, that we should be able to go in his footsteps. Imagine anyone sitting in this beautiful audience have been captured, chas v'sholim, kidnapped, and you ended up by cannibals somewhere in Brazil. You find you being a husky fella, 300 pounds, 400 pounds. But soon you're going to be sliced from the butcher shop, and you're going to be sold there. And you will have to buy yourself out. And you want to convince them, please, what are you going to get out of my 300 pounds of meat? I give you a car which is much heavier. have a few ounces of brain, I could give you civilization, I give you a computer, I give you a telephone, I give you this, and let me live. You know, I could serve you in a better way. What are you going to get out of my 300 pounds of meat? And they get very impressed. It's okay. They are willing to accept you, but one condition. You become a member of our community. Matter of fact, you make you president too, we make you king too. Sign in, you become, from today on, you're a cannibal. If you become a member, they let you live, and you become our leader too. But you have to prove that you're a member, so how do you prove it? Here is the first man, kill him, cook him, eat him, you prove that you're a cannibal. Will you be able to do it? Will you kill a person, eat them in order to save their life? So you know what? Kill me. But I'm not going to kill nobody. Avraham Avinu saw a world of cannibalism. Everyone is sticking, spitting Hashem in his face, going against Hashem. He couldn't take it. Kill me, but I'm not going to be a part of you. He paid the price not to be a liar, not to be in a hypocrisy. And because he paid such a dear price, Yere Elav Hashem, Hashem came to him. Hashem is giving you the emes, the truth, according what you're paying for the price. So why were we zeichet to Ator Eisul Adas? Hashem proved himself to us and showed himself to us that he should know us. Why were we zeichet that? Because Avraham Avinu paid the price and went away from this life at the great Womad Bekulam. So Avraham, we are living on the credit of Avraham Avinu. Now what is Mashiach? Mashiach is that Molo, everyone will get the truth. The whole world will know the truth. Who is bringing truth into the world? Hashem. Who is bringing Hashem into the world? We. How do we bring Hashem into the world? What price are we willing to pay today not to live a life of lies, not to be a hypocrite? And that's exactly what this generation has to offer. We know the Dor HaMidbar, those who came out of Mitzrayim, they were called Dor Deyo. It's a generation of knowledge. The know Hashem. You couldn't deceive yourself. You saw after Eisul Adas. Today, it's my words. You don't have to take my words. It's a Dor Deyo. Today is a generation of an absolute knowledge. You don't know the truth, but you know the lies. Even the liar says, I'm a liar. It's no more the world as it was 50 years ago. 50 years, the Zionist said, if you be a secular Zionist, you're a good Jew, you say that you don't need Mashiach, and you're going to make it never again, and we got rid of all our anti-Semitism. Socialism says that's going to save the world, everyone will be equal. There was a lot of lies which people gave their life up for that because they believed it's true. Is there any lie out there that anyone believes it's true? The liars themselves say we're lying. All the isms are bankrupt. There's no socialism, no communism, no humanism, no nothing. I said the only ism which has been remained is pleasureism. That's all. Eat and drink because you're going to die anyhow. So isn't there a Dor Deyo? Isn't the generation of knowledge that everything is sheker? If you look at sheker, everyone knows it's sheker. You have endless articles what the television is doing for our youth, what the entertaining is doing for youth, what the internet is doing for the people, destroying the world. They all talk very openly about it. Does anyone getting away from it? Does anybody say television is going to save humanity? The internet is going to save humanity? They all know exactly what harm it does, what damage it does. They talk openly about it. So what is the difference between Dor HaMidbar and this generation? There's no difference. Yisra and Oir min HaChoshech. Now, when a person is colorblind, when a person is totally colorblind, and he swears that the blue is red and the red is blue, you have a problem with him. But the minute you cure this colorblindness, and he sees black and white, he sees. What's the difference if you see the white or you see the black? In Midbar we saw the white. Today we see equally what they saw, the white. We see equally the black. And it's easy to get away and to pay a price. That's Mashiach. There was never a Dor Deyo, a knowledgeable generation. As even, unfortunately, those Jews, those kids who leave Judaism, they openly tell you, I'm not living for idealism, I'm not living for anything substituting, I know I'm getting nowhere, I'm not happy. I just don't want it. Finish all that. I'm lying, and I'm going to die in my life, but that's it. It's a Dor Deyo. And what is demanded of us? Pay a price, get away from it. Don't be a hypocrite. And that's a difficult thing. Because when I say, and let's speak between us, even if it's recorded, what to hope. When you say that we have to leave the lies, I'm not talking about Reform Jews, I'm not talking about secular Jews, or the kibbutznikim, you have to live the lives of our own circles. Unfortunately, we have in our own circles, in our own communities, in our own kehilot, in our own organizations, a lot of hypocrisy. And everyone knows it. Everyone is belonging to a certain group. You belong to this sect, you belong to this group. And everyone has a name today, has a brand name. And everyone has his own community and has his own newspapers and his own things. And everyone knows the lives of this other community. And I know he knows the lives of this community. But stay where you are. To be consistently living the truth and not to tolerate. Now, so why are we? Because we can't help it. We need institutions, we need schools, we need chinuch, we need, it's true. But does not mean that we have to emulate all the politics. And if I have to do something wrong, I'm living something by a certain, I should at least know I'm wrong, and it should hurt, should be truthful. And the first opportunity there could be independent. You become independent, no matter how, what's going on. Get free from the society's possessiveness, that you're being possessed by society. And why can't we do it? Isn't every Baal Tshuva a breakaway from his parents, from his society, gave his life up for the truth? And we have to be continuous Baal Tshuvas. Continuous Baal Tshuvas. When we see corruption, we see hypocrisy, we can't, even we have to be in it, but at least we should know where we are, and should hurt us. And be consistent, at least at the homes, our homes should be living totally truthfully. Be truthful, husband to the wife to the husband, open to each other, to the children. And that's the main important thing, which I will give you a very good advice. In the best guarantee that you keep a child, that the child should respect himself, and shouldn't go out to the streets and not to lose him. When the child is raised in an environment of the truth, only the truth, he gets an appreciation for the truth, that he cannot lie to himself. He can't be he can't take double messages. And when a child grows up in a home, when they see they sacrifice for the truth, we live the truth, and we give consistent messages which is backed up only by the truth, without knocking somebody else, just live it by the truth, still in the child the honesty to stay with the truth. Then when the child starts glitching, he can't stand to be with himself. He can't be a hypocrite to himself. It's in his genes to be truthful. Therefore, the most I would like to bring out three very basic points which guarantees the success to raise children. Does not mean on the short time, right away to see the results. Maybe some of them come years later. But we have to plant those seeds or those 3 points which I would like to suggest. The first thing, you have to have a long range goal in life, which should be consistently, whatever you do, you have a long range goals. A goal which never ends. What is that? A long-range goal in life. What are you looking to accomplish in life? What am I living for? And you could use it under any circumstances. Most people don't know it. If I would give you a moment to think, I would ask you, can you tell me what is the central point what you want to accomplish in your life? What is the center point you want to accomplish in life? Which you give over to yourself, to your children, to your spouse, to your children. And it's at the central point that no matter under what circumstances you are, you always focus on the center point, you always accomplish it. Can you ever give me a suggestion? We usually bring out suggestions, which is the means, how do you accomplish it. Can you give me, what is the central point in your life that you never, I will rephrase it. A businessman knows why he's in business. His central point in a businessman is to make money, right? So a businessman who owns a business, he will never do something which he can't explain why I'm doing it. This is going to bring me money. He may make a mistake. But whatever he does, he could explain himself. I'm doing it because this is going to make me money. Sometimes I'm spending money, I'm selling merchandise below the price, only for the purpose because they're going to bring me customers. A businessman, whatever he does, he knows what is going to bring me. We are Jews in business. A Jew is a businessman. Last week we did a Torah. We have Eisek HaTorah. We all learn Torah. We all live the Torah. We're all doing it for Torah. Can you tell me what is the Eisek? What is the purpose that you are being here?
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com